This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And everybody, it is a Catch a Kansas Friday, and it is the high school football playoffs, and we've got TJ Cleland in, who's got everything apprised at Catch a Kansas for us over there at catchakansas.com and KWCH12. Paul Savage's Wichita East Blue Aces get a tough test on the road at Derby tonight. We can get into that one. And all of these others, of course, you can go to the Catch a Kansas app, check the scoreboard, check the stories. It's all there for you. TJ, we enter this portion of the schedule, this portion of the postseason, and all of those, you know, potential blowout type games and matchups kind of go out the window at this point. This is where it really starts to get good pretty much across the board, right?
Yeah, every single game is going to be pretty good tonight. You know, this is where it gets tough for us picking a game of the week because there's about seven games of the weeks that we would pick in a normal week. So everything is going to be good tonight, basically.
I was just going to say, I'm really looking forward to, I know you kind of mentioned it, but obviously East and Derby, and, you know, Paul's got, you know, some knowledge, I'm sure, on that game. But that's definitely, you know, at least in this area, one of, if not the top games of the week.
Yeah. You know, Derby hasn't really been tested all year long. They've just kind of beaten the crap out of every single team that they've played. East is a team that's playing really good football right now. They go to Dodge City last week, a team that beat them a couple of weeks ago and was able to pull off a comeback win. Am I right? You guys were down.
Yeah, down. One with 10 seconds left, the winning touchdown with 10 seconds left on the clock. It was one of those things where defense played pretty well, in fact. And I'm the D-line coach. So, you know, our D-lines, I enjoy coaching those. There's a great bunch of kids. I've enjoyed coaching them all year long, another year. By the way, guys, here's an interesting thing. We've been getting calls all week. I don't know how many college coaches are going to be there, but we're getting calls, you know, from college coaches saying, well, we're going to be at that game. And TJ, why wouldn't you? I'm telling you right now, Derby's got at least five or six. Mm-hmm. I know they say four. I think there might be five or six Division I type kids on that football team, all the way from linemen to skill kids. We've got at least a couple. And why wouldn't a college scout want to be at that game? But there's going to be a ton of them on the sidelines watching. Everybody wants to see this game, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it has the potential to be one really physical football game up front. Our D-line against their O-line, our O-line against their D-line. I think this game is going to be won. Here's a shocker. The game's going to be won in the trenches. Now, that shocks you, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. It's interesting. You know, you talk about whenever East played Northwest, that was a game everybody went in, and they're like, there's going to be 100 points scored in this game. These offenses are off the rails. And then they were both so good, the score was, what, 6-3 or something?
It was 14, or only two touchdowns were scored. And those were in the fourth quarter, if I'm not – was one a third? No, I think they were both late in the game. Two touchdowns scored in the whole game. And so that's an amazing. So I think this has the potential tonight, really and truly, TJ, of being a defensive battle. If both defenses play as good as they're capable of playing, it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a tight game, and it's going to be a low-scoring game. It could be under 25 points for both teams.
Wow. In the other 6A game, TJ, we have a shot at revenge for Wichita Northwest. That was a road game at Manhattan that they lost earlier in the season. Well, they got to go right back up there now and play them in the playoffs. is this a situation where Northwest can turn the tides and have a different outcome?
Yeah, that's another game. You know, whenever you look at these the games that are left in 5A and 6A, there's going to be a lot of Division I talent. Manhattan's got a guy, J.J. Doug again, I think is his name, something like that. He's getting a bunch of offers all over the board, and he kind of just makes everything go up in Manhattan. Northwest is, you know, kind of just rolled through everybody as well. You know, they've been tested quite a bit, and they've shown that they can win tight games. They weren't able to get it done there, but now that they've seen them, seen what their best shot is, you know, they kind of know what it is going back up there. It's going to be a really, really fun game up there. Yeah, because Northwest is a really talented football team, and to beat them twice is really hard.
Yeah.
Let's jump all the way down to 3A, TJ. It's the rematch of all rematches, Andale and Cheney. I think everybody is a little disappointed that this isn't later in the playoffs, and we get it tonight. But still, I mean, just going back to a season ago when Cheney had Andale's number, but Andale this year, correct me if I'm wrong, but Andale beat Cheney earlier this year, right?
They haven't played yet.
I thought they had. Okay, so this will be the biggest, obviously, rematch from last season. What do you expect in this game? I mean, I feel like Andale has gotten themselves back on track this season. It's going to be a heavyweight matchup regardless, though.
Yeah, I think Kasia may have been playing some matchmaker, making us wait till the playoffs to see this again or something like that. The district's changed this year. I don't know what it was. Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. You know, going into last year, I remember I was at both of the games when Cheney beat Andale, and we were doing our picks, and I sat there and I was like, there's no chance you can get me to pick anybody except for Andale ever in my entire life, and got embarrassed. And I think the Cheney parents let me hear about it as well. They had some words to say to me about that one because they beat them twice, and it was unheard of until last year. They're the only team to have beat Andale since 2018. And nobody else has done it. Some teams have gotten close, but not really. I think Wellington was the only team that played Andale within a touchdown this year. Everybody else has gotten the heck beat out of them.
I'm going to make a comment. You can say whether I'm right or wrong. This is the only game on the schedule tonight, at least on this side of the state. I don't know about the other side of the state, but on this side of the state, the championship game is being played tonight in 3A. Yep. I don't know if you guys would agree with that, but that's what I really think. Cheney, by the way, in coaching circles, is considered one of the best coach teams in the state. I really and truly. They do things right. Their techniques they do right. They do a lot of things very well with their kids. But I think tonight's game, Andale, Cheney, is the state championship game. Am I wrong?
It's really interesting because we talked about between Andale, Cheney, Collegiate, and Pratt, you were going to get a matchup of two of those four teams in this round.
That's right.
And I was home this past weekend talking to all the people around Frontenac and Girard on the east side of the state in Class 3A, talking about, you know, Frontenac was undefeated, hoping to get to that state championship game. And I was like, guys, I'm sorry. It doesn't matter if you get to the state championship game because it's going to be a West Side team. They're all so good this year.
Yeah.
You mentioned Wellington playing Andale. They've been a team like I've been a little further back from it than I normally am this year for the first time in two decades. But Wellington seems like a surprise team, but they've been really good. They go to Andover Central. That 4A matchup is pretty interesting. What are we looking at there?
Yeah, Wellington's a team that, you know, they kind of had some down years. Last year made a little bit of a playoff run under the new coach and everything like that and kind of showed who they can be. This year they come out, they lose to Collegiate by 3, they lose to Andale by 4, and they haven't lost since, and they really haven't gotten tested that much since. They beat Capen last week, and they're just a really, really fun team to watch. Their quarterback, Dusty Bannister, they got a wide receiver, Carter Burnett, and they can throw the heck out of the football. They can throw it with anybody, honestly. I'd put them against 6A schools throwing the football with those two at least. Wow. They're a really good tandem that they have there. Andover Central, early in the season, whenever we were coming in, we regarded them as maybe a top four team in the entire city. They slipped. They fell to Goddard. That's the only loss they have this year. They do a lot of things really well. They have talent all over the ball and bring back pretty much an entire state championship team, state championship berth team from last year. It's going to be a really, really good one. That might be my, you know, second or third favorite on the docket tonight because I really like Wellington, but going to Andover Central and trying to beat a team that made it that far last year is going to be really hard.
Looking at 5A, TJ, Hutchinson plays at home tonight against Hayes. That looks to be a matchup where, I mean, obviously we know what Hutchinson has done this year. And knowing, you know, the competition that Hayes has played also to get to this point, I'm really looking forward to that matchup too.
Yeah, Hayes is so intriguing because I remember we talked 2 weeks ago whenever they played against Andover. They were 4-4, I believe, or something like that. And their losses were to Manhattan, Derby, Great Bend, in a last second thing against Liberal. And so it's like they may be the best four loss team that you can find in the entire state. And then they go on the road. They beat Andover. They go on the road to Great Bend, a team that beat them in the rain and beat the number one team in Class 5A. So that shows you how tough of a regular season that they had. And it's kind of, you know, showing that it's working in the playoffs. And as a coach, you never know if that's going to work or not. But paying off for Tony Crow out there. Coming to Hutch tonight. Hutch is a team that I think that through their first three games, they didn't allow a point after the Derby game or three-game span. They didn't allow a point or something like that. They just kept shutting teams out, and they just find a way to kind of grit out these wins. You know, when you look at them, Terrell King's a stud, and then the rest of these guys, they just work so well as a unit. They've been playing football together for so long that they can really just kind of scheme you and beat you and just kind of grit their way into these wins. It'll be a really, really fun one tonight because both of these teams kind of play the exact same way. And Hayes putting some mileage on their buses, by the way. They're going all over the state.
Let's go one more, TJ, for our friends out in Goddard. Ike, really their only losses have been to teams that are still playing in this round. So they get a team like Topeka Seaman, who looked really impressive, I know, last week when I was in there for you. But, you know, what kind of state contender do we think Ike is at this point?
Ike's really, really good. They got a Division I quarterback and a Division I wide receiver. I think that Carter Paft, I think he has the most touchdowns in state history, if I believe, receiving touchdowns in state history now. He broke that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Mark, that tells you how good he is. Pick Seaman, a really good team. You know, we don't watch them that much, but I hear about it all the time from our friends up there at WIBW and everything like that. They're going to be tested. As you said, every team that they've lost to is still playing. And I can see Eisenhower, now that Great Bend's out of the picture, especially, no disrespect to Hayes or anybody else on the bracket, but this may be Eisenhower's 5A West to lose at this point. I'll put that out there. I don't know who's going to beat them this far. And, you know, they're a really good team. I can see them making a trip to Emporia. I think it's Emporia this year. Usually it's Pittsburgh. Emporia.
Are you a little surprised that there isn't at this point three City League championships going into this round? That through the regionals last week, two City League teams advanced out. Are you a little surprised at that? Or did you expect there to be three teams at this point?
Three City League teams that are still going? Yeah, it was kind of a weird year in the City League. You know, obviously East and Northwest are teams that we kind of really expected to be good. Other than that, you know, it was kind of teams beating up on each other a little bit underneath Northwest and East. So a really bit of an odd year, you know, obviously with Bishop Carroll and Capen, you know, they lost a ton of stuff over the last 2 years. Capen went to a state championship last year, lost a lot of their production, but Weston Schartz is such a good coach that it didn't really show that they lost that much production. Now that you get to this point in the playoffs and you're playing really, really good teams like Wellington that they played, your flaws are going to start showing, and I think that it showed a little bit last week is the reason that we're not seeing Capen playing into this round. But no disrespect to them because they lost to a really good Wellington team.
That's it. There's more games than that, by the way, down into the smaller schools, and you can find it all at catchatkansas.com and on 12 News tonight and on 12 News Connected, where you watch this show right here. TJ, when does it all start?
We got Rachel Howlam going live in Cheney for the game of the week rematch of rematches. I think there were 6,000 people at the game last year.
Holy cow.
Shoulder to shoulder around the fences. I bet that's going to be the case again tonight in Andale. Andale hasn't lost in 12 years, something like that, at home, something like that. So going to be a really interesting storyline out there as well. She'll start at 4:30, go live out there, leading up to our 12 News kickoff show on 12 News Plus Connected, where you're watching this one, and then Catch It Kansas show, 10:35 tonight.
Right there's how I find them, how I know everything, right there, Catch It Kansas.
Paul's got that Catch It Kansas app. It's a luxury, honestly, for listeners to have that sort of resource at the palm of your hand for high school sports. So good luck tonight with the coverage, TJ. We'll let you go fill out some more paperwork. TJ and Brandon going to mix in, become a bigger part of the Sports Daily family. We're excited about that as we make our way through this fall season into a busy winter coming up. Paul, Tommy, myself, we'll come back. We'll get the latest on the Chiefs. We sort of covered it in the picks there, but some interesting injury news for them. We're coming right back. We'll wrap up a busy Friday edition of Sports Daily when we return on KFH.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.